Troop reductions in the U.S. Army.
A cut of around 8%.
Twist in San Francisco pier shooting.
The gun belonged to a federal agent.
Treated by a doctor for a disease she didn't have.
How does a man sleep at night? How does he have a conscience?
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. With the war on ISIS considered a long-term struggle, the United States Army is about to get smaller. CBS's Dan Revive is in Washington.
A defense official confirms there's a plan to reduce the size of the Army by 40,000 over the next 2 years, a reduction of about 8% to 450,000 soldiers. Also, 17,000 civilian employees of the Army would be laid off. The reason? Money is tight. And if Congress doesn't reverse the mandatory cuts called sequestration, even more soldiers would have to be shifted from active duty to honorable discharge.
CBS News military analyst Jeff McCausland says the uniform cuts will have a ripple effect.
The number of bases might well see significant reductions in force. This obviously has a great impact on communities who see their livelihood in terms of restaurants, gas stations, all the things that communities comprise economically being affected, not only in terms of active forces, but civilian personnel, many of whom stay and live in those communities for a long period of time.
New developments in the San Francisco shooting that's raised new immigration questions. KCBS Radio's Doug Sovereign.
The gun that Juan Francisco Lopez Sanchez says he shot Kate Steinle with by accident was stolen from the car of a federal agent, according to law enforcement sources. Lopez Sanchez told a San Francisco judge he did not murder Steinle willfully and with malice aforethought as charged.
No, no soy culpable.
I am not guilty.
Chief Attorney for the Public Defender Matt Gonzalez wants to turn the public debate from immigration and the city's sanctuary policy to the easy availability of guns.
Every day in the United States, innocent people die through gun accidents.
He claims this was another one.
In Baltimore, students at the University of Maryland campus are being told to be cautious today. Late last night, near campus, several people were gunned down. Reporter Mike Hsu.
Police say two vans pulled up. People got out and started shooting. Four people were hit. Three of them died. Fourth one's in the hospital.
Police are looking for suspects. Now to South Carolina, where the focus is now on the state's house, and the issue is the future of the Confederate flag. CBS's Jim Crisula in Columbia.
As state lawmakers debate the future of the Confederate flag, U.S. Marine veteran Michael Whitaker paces in front of the state capitol carrying a large Confederate flag.
I'm out here standing for my heritage. I had over 20 ancestors that fought for the South, and I'm out here representing those guys. It's just a sad day in South Carolina.
House Republicans have already proposed several amendments to the bill passed by state senators to remove the flag from state house grounds.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. The Confederate flag is back up in Marion County, Florida. The interim county commissioner took it down late last month, but after a public push, county commissioners have voted to restore it to the flagpole at a memorial for fallen officers in Ocala, which is north of Orlando. There was no official or public opposition at yesterday's meeting.
Mobile, Alabama has voted to remove the Confederate flag from the city seal. Reverend Milton Saffold of the city's Stone Street Baptist Church says it's a unifying decision.
Our mayor has come with a word saying to us, it's one Mobile. We're not one Mobile if a symbol divides us.
Alabama's governor removed the Confederate flag from the Capitol grounds last month, but items bearing it are still on sale at the Capitol gift shop. North of Charleston, investigators are looking into what caused an F-16 fighter to collide with a small plane yesterday. Two people on the Cessna were killed. The military pilot ejected safely. Greece has submitted a new bailout proposal at key financial meetings in Brussels. We're live with CBS's Vicky Barker at the Foreign Desk.
Greece says it will start acting on those oft-repeated promises of tax and pension reform in exchange for a three-year bailout, and unrepentant Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras blasting past bailout deals.
My country, over the past 5 years, has been transformed into an austerity laboratory. However, this experiment, I think all of us have to accept, has not been a success.
Tsipras has till tomorrow to make a detailed proposal. If Eurozone leaders meeting Sunday decide it's not good enough, they'll pull the plug Monday, driving Greece into bankruptcy. Steve?
China has announced new moves designed to halt a troubling 30% stock market plunge, but it didn't stop another 6% sell-off today. CBS's Seth Doan in Beijing says a lot of investors are sweating it out.
80% of them are small mom and pop investors, and the government actually encouraged many of them to get involved, and therefore you had many people investing heavily and borrowing heavily to get involved. involved. So now the government is trying to do what it can to try to allay fears and concerns.
Here at home, the defense is in the final stages of its case at the Colorado movie theater massacre trial. CBS's Lee Frank is covering.
When a psychiatrist asked James Holmes how shooting victims' families might feel, he appeared shocked. Dr. Rachel Gurr says the movie theater gunman had not considered that.
When somebody is in a psychotic state with a focus and accomplishing a mission, everything else is not thought about.
The defense-hired psychiatrist diagnosed Holmes as schizophrenic and unable to tell right from wrong, a legal definition of insane. Lee Frank, CBS News, Centennial, Colorado.
At a week-long sentencing hearing in Detroit, patients are telling how their lives were destroyed by Dr. Fareed Fattah, a man convicted of intentionally misdiagnosing more than 500 people and prescribing excessive or unnecessary treatments. Monica Flagg was treated for a cancer she didn't have.
I'm very angry. I cannot believe any doctor would betray so many people. He showed no emotion. He didn't care.
Prosecutors want the 50-year-old doctor sentenced to 175 years in prison. Recovery crews in Washington state have now removed the body of a 34-year-old woman killed when an ice cave collapsed in warm weather Monday. Five others were hurt. At Yosemite National Park, climbers say a massive sheet of rock fell from the vertical face of Half Dome, making a popular spot for climbers even more challenging. It's believed weather extremes caused cracks and rainy weather helped bring it down. 2 months after he said he was through with The Simpsons, Harry Shearer is back.
Excellent. Yeah, this is exactly the kind of trickery I'm paying you for.
The man who voices Mr. Burns and other characters has agreed to a new deal to stay on the show. They say time is money. One woman's time answering unwanted calls turned out to be worth something. CBS's Bill Whitney explains.
We all have our frustrations with robocalls, but the experience of a woman in Irving, Texas is unique. She received 153 automated collection calls from Time Warner Cable that were meant for a man who used to have her cell phone number. The woman tried to straighten it out, but the calls kept coming, 74 of them after she sued. Now a federal judge has ordered Time Warner to pay the woman nearly $230,000. He tripled the $1,500 penalty for each call, saying the company's actions were particularly egregious. Bill Whitney, CBS News.
Sponsors are likely making some calls to the stars of the World Cup winning U.S. women's soccer team. While some are due to cash in on their performance, they'll all be honored Friday at a New York City ticker tape parade. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.